Jessica, we're starting off this week talking about Constitution Week and how New Mexico State University in Alamogordo honored the week.
This year, like previous years, there was a panel held at the university, and this one happened to focus on the state's red flag laws. Now, those who have been following the red flag laws understand that they have a bit of an impact on what we call our Second Amendment right, which is the right to bear arms. Now, the red flag laws themselves were discussed in a number of different ways, primarily in data. For example, NNMSU UA professor Kim Lopez Gallagher, who teaches government and philosophy and history at the university, presented a number of interesting data pieces, including that in 2017, numbers are the highest since at least 1968 for people who are who died from firearm-related injuries. The panel went on to discuss things like mental illness, Supreme Court cases that apply to red flag laws being presented in the state, and really just covers this idea of due process when it comes to firearm and firearm ownership.
Okay, now we're moving on and talking about the Alamogordo football team fundraising for an area youth. What can you tell us?
Grader Ariana Diaz is going to be the beneficiary of this year's Alamogordo football team's Kicking for a Cause fundraiser. Now, Ariana is a sixth grader at Mountain View Middle School, and she was diagnosed with a stage 4 osteosarcoma, and that's a type of bone cancer. So the football team is dedicating their season to her. Now, those who are interested in helping raise money can go to Kick It, that's kick-it.org, and donate through there.
Now, we are ending the report talking about Holloman Air Force Base, reminding the public that they are invited to visit the restaurants on base.
That's correct. Anyone with installation access can either dine in or pick up some grab and go at the number of different restaurants available on the base. Now, Exchange General Manager Michael Brenneman said that all are welcome to dine with us and grab a quick bite. There's no need to leave the installation for meals. It's a benefit of living right next to a really great Air Force base who is so involved with the community. So everyone should take a trip on over.
Thanks, Jessica. We appreciate you updating us on Alamogordo Now. We will talk with you next week.
Look forward to it.